702.
The Friday Mix. Food.
Alrighty, it is a Friday, so it means it's time for us to get our grub on, if I'm allowed to use that phrase. As mentioned earlier, in studio we have Bradley Williams and DJ Kenzero. And Kenzero, sorry. yeah, I know. Talk about a slip right there, right? And we're talking about the Artivist restaurant that's in Bromfontein. I've been hearing a lot about this particular restaurant, but, you know, I wanted to talk to you guys a bit about the idea of the restaurant, how you got it started, the whole Pan-African flavor around it. But welcome to the show. It's nice to see you guys after forever ever.
Man, it's surreal to just make it seem like it's nice to see you. It's been a while. We're happy. I'm happy to see you. It's been a while. Only time we speak is on text. So seeing you do the thing you love the most is also great.
Thank you very much, Kenzo. Hey. Bradley, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be here.
So let's get straight into it. Just, you know, the whole idea about the Artivist. Because as we've kind of established, I've known both of you guys for quite a long time. I just never imagined that you would start a restaurant, let alone be involved in cooking in any way. How did the idea come
Myself
about?
Included. So Bradley and I obviously have known each other for so many years, and ever so often when we meet, we talk about what are we doing, what are you doing next. You know, he'll check with me like, what are you doing next, what are you up to. He's helped me like with so many projects I've done throughout my musical career. Mm-hmm. He's kind of always checked on me like, yo, what are you doing now. He's helped me release an album before, whether it's just giving advice on running my parties and whatnot. He never likes me saying this, but like, he DJed before me.
Yeah.
And I looked up to him as a DJ, and now we're sitting here
as business partners
serving food at a restaurant and owning a venue.
It was destined.
So we spoke about it for, you know, casually over like, whether it's meetings or me going to his house having tea and him, you know, kind of cooking, being on the
way you say cooking, kind of cooking.
No, as in cooking. I didn't know he was into it until okay. like I started visiting often at his house, and then he'd be like putting meals together. I'm like, okay, I know the DJ too, you know.
Yes.
And then I've come to know that okay, this guy is a keen foodie, and he's also into wine and other experiential drinks.
Yes.
So he kept on talking about like, hey man, let's do something. Let's start a, you know, where's our audience at? What are they going to? What are they consuming? Who's providing sort of like entertainment for them?
Mm-hmm.
And
when you say your audience, you mean your audience that used to listen to
musically,
your musical audience.
Yeah. Yes. So we've grown as people. We've grown as music people too. But, you know, people have traveled, people have kids, people now don't just go out just mm-hmm. because they can't go out like when we were 20 or whatever. Yeah. So we thought and looked at the landscape of our people's sort of like experiential everyday life. Mm-hmm. What are they into? Are they now into conscious food? Are they now into traveling? Are they now into a certain type of partying? Lifestyle partying is no longer going to a club, really. So we kind of gathered all that info, but really, you know, and I took us two, four years,
maybe six in terms of like
all in all
planting the seed.
Right. From the time that the seed was planted till the time that it's, which is really good, because I guess it is important to lay the foundation.
Yes.
Now, Kenzora, you mentioned a bit about, conscious food and that sort of thing, which are terms that I'll be honest, I've never really heard about.
Yeah.
But I say that to ask the question around the name, the Artivist, you know, because when I hear it, it sounds like a hybrid between, you know, somebody who's an art lover and an mm-hmm. activist. So how does that come into the space of food, and creating an ambiance and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, for us it was, you know, there's a thread from, I guess, the music and our role in culture
mm-hmm.
that, you know, we kind of lean towards this this concept of consciousness. So Artivist came about, I think, partly because of where we found ourselves, the space we found in Bromfontein. And every other kind of week when Kenny and I would visit the site, we didn't have a name for the restaurant, but we'd visit the site and we would experience all of the sort of political kind of activity, all the political energy in the space, from like, you know, the Fees Must Fall student movement to all of the unions in Bromfontein. Mm. And that stuff really spoke to us because it felt like, wow, there's so much. This is like such a good energy. And when you're out in the north, you don't see much of that. You don't see protest energy, and it's really peaceful. And we felt like it represented some kind of progress, right? And like this kind of shared sort of collective mission in the city. And we also like the idea that you know, there was a kind of academia in Brahm, and the art world was in Brahm, and those elements spoke to us and then led to the name, which is really a combination of the words, as you said, artist and activist, which also kind of speaks to, like, you know, our background in music.
In terms of, because that's how you, I mean, when you guys, basically when it came to hip hop in general, it was all about the activism and all of that. And just, you guys have always played beautiful music. You know, I personally love listening to your sets. So it is a foundation. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. And so interestingly, we felt that, you know, there was time for us to do something revolutionary.
Yes.
We were being activists in just kind of like conceptualizing this thing. And we felt like there needed to be a space that was authentically South African, authentically Joburg, and a space that allowed for this engagement, you know, for people to come together over a drink or a meal, mm-hmm. and talk about these ideas of, you know, whether it's some kind of like creative project or some political project, and, you know, combining the two, right. these two communities, the artists and, you know, I guess the budding politicians or these revolutionary students.
Yes.
And that's exactly the audience we receive in the space. You know, a week ago we had Stogie T performing hip hop jazz set, you know, and there's a lot of these sort of contrasting ideas that we kind of converge in the space, you mm-hmm. know, jazz and hip hop, where, you know, Kenny and I have been kind of traveling, I guess, and also, you know, visit, many, establishment in Joburg.
Mm-hmm.
And we always found that these spaces didn't quite understand us as consumers and they weren't speaking to us. So all these bars and restaurants, though, may have served fancy food,
just the ambiance didn't feel like home.
They didn't see us. Yes. It didn't feel like home. It felt like we were invisible as consumers. And that's kind of the reason for this thing, you know, mm-hmm. I guess the reason for behind,
art,
you know, driving
and
this
activism,
thing forward.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very important that you mention that and put it in the context of Braamfontein and mm-hmm. just these, what you say, budding politicians. I quite like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you speak about the students, within the Braamfontein area, because when it comes to going to a restaurant, it is about the food, but it's also about the ambience, you know, more than anything else. So it does sound like it sort of brings together people who have the same sort of minds. It's like a meeting
exactly.
of minds more than anything
exactly,
else, but in a fresh, kind of cool, non-serious way. Yeah?
Yeah, totally. I mean, we were a little kind of ambitious with the project, and we've got this beautiful piece of marble at our bar.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have these northern ambitions, I guess, in terms of design
and
finishes.
Brown.
Yeah, so it doesn't look like some kind of, you know, scruffy, the kind
so
of stereotypical.
What you're saying is you've paid attention to detail.
Yeah,
it's not a struggle.
Attention to detail is crazy.
Yes.
There's a new struggle now, isn't it? Yeah. And, you know, it's an economic one as well. And
yes.
I think that we feel like we deserve nice things now, you know, and we shouldn't kind of, we should allow ourselves this and allow ourselves the kind of, access to these everyday luxuries, you know?
I think overall it's where we are in life. It's like, like I said, our audience travel a lot. Now they're looking for different stuff within Joburg.
Yes.
So if you've been to Kenya, Ghana, Nigeria, you might have had like something, a meal from there that mm-hmm. you're like, oh my God. So when you get to Artivist, maybe you order your Nyama Choma, which is like taking an inspiration taken from Kenya. You're like, oh, this reminds me when I was in Kenya. So we're creating this diaspora connection. You know, that's why our menu is Pan-African.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to add in the depending on the season, you know, we've had plantain. We want to add
firstly, I'm beyond hungry, first of all. But secondly, I mean, we've hit on the heart of the matter.
Yeah.
The bread of the matter, which is the food.
Yeah.
Of course. So you, DJ Kenzer, you mentioned with regards to, for example, you spoke about Nyama Choma. Literally, when I saw the menu, I was like, oh, I've had Nyama Choma because it's so big in East Africa.
See. That's exactly the reaction we wanted to get. And from our people. So, like I said, African diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that we haven't started traveling within Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So people have tasted and had fashion or whatever it is in culture, wherever else in Africa. And if you haven't been to Kenya,
then you'll experience it.
Exactly. So yeah, we're basically traveling without moving. You're basically at Artiverse. You could be in Ghana in some sort of, you know, imaginary way. So that's what we're creating, so that when you get to Ghana, you're like, oh, I know what to order. Yes. You know, like, I'm going to order this.
So now, if say, for example, if you don't know what Nyama Choma is, and, you know, I guess a lot of people might not know what it is, how would you describe Nyama Choma?
So, yeah, I mean, it's really the same thing, right? So it's Chisa Nyama.
Yes.
And it's just kind of showing the thread. It's a remix in the wording, but it's the same thing on the plate. Mm-hmm. Maybe we might make our
it's
pub
how
different.
We make it though, the meat.
Yeah, the meat is made differently. In Kenya, Nyama Choma meat is well done.
Very well done.
Yeah.
So if you're from Kenya and you're expecting the same,
there's nothing like
different.
Medium rare in Kenya.
It's a remix.
Doesn't exist. Yeah. And it's actually, interestingly, a friend of ours in Kenya was like, dude, you know, I miss those rare steaks in Joburg because we just can't get it yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think also it's about, you know, the space becoming this, Pan-African communal hub. And as Kenny said, the diaspora. So we want to connect to similar minds who travel, who come into Joburg from wherever, from the continent, and touch base in Joburg, and they want a spot to go to link into a community.
Mm-hmm.
And we want Artiverse to be that spot, that space, where, you know, you're going to, if you're into music or fashion or design, architecture, politics, what have you,
food is going to bring you together.
Yeah, food will bring you together, and we want you to know that this is the destination for you to connect to these various people. And so it's about becoming a hub, and then also in terms of, you know, I guess educating locals, the students in Brahm on the continent, right? So there are all these continental and diaspora influences. So people get to kind of like learn about Kenya now, right? As Kenny said, travel without moving. And we feel like, you know, there's some stuff to address in terms of how inclusive we are as Joburgers, because we are this melting pot now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the majority of residents near, Brahm, Zimbabweans and Malawians.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, so we have to take influence from there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Earlier on, I was about to taste, I think it was like you said something about it being an Algerian kind of
chili. Algerian pesto. Yeah.
Algerian pesto. So Kenya is kind of not so far from South Africa. And, you know, when you mentioned plantain, we are fairly exposed to plantain because of the Nigerian and Ghanaian influence that's seeping into
Caribbean
into South Africa. But Algerian
it's still part of Africa.
No, it's still part of Africa. I guess my question is how do you even access that, you know, and how do you ensure that the food is authentic? Because sometimes you taste food and somebody will say, this is, say, for example, if you're in New York, they say, this is pap, and you're like, no, this is not. So let's talk about the authenticity of the taste of the food from around.
So Bradley will talk about the authenticity. I want to go back to the, how does someone know what they're eating when they're at the restaurant? We have like super trained waiters and waitresses.
Nice.
Who will then kind of explain to you whatever you have that you're unsure of that's on the plate or on the menu before you order. So that we have super trained waiters and waitresses who will take you through what Nyama Choma is.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to segue a little bit into the art. When we spoke about diaspora in food, we're doing that in art. Artivist, meaning we are a gallery, an eatery, as well as a bar.
Okay.
So, for example, we have an up-and-coming exhibition by Kudzunai Chirai, who's Zimbabwean.
Yes.
Again, linking the diaspora, you know, in art. So we'll be launching an exhibition with him, but Bradley can talk to the Algerian source.
Wow.
Because he travels.
Yeah, he's just
he's
thrown that extensional. Over to you.
I've not been to Algeria. I'm just saying I've not been to Algeria, disclaimer. But we do
research.
So we were we developed the food concept. So we conceptualized it on paper and obviously from travels and what we would eat ourselves at home and the research. And we were lucky to find a chef who's also Zimbabwean born. And we poached this dude from the social kitchen at Hyde Park. He was a sous chef then, and he's our head chef.
Okay.
And so he's got some experience with Francophony cuisine.
Yes.
Via the French connection, because his head chef at the time was, I mean, he's worked under some Michelin star chefs. And so this chamoula, this Algerian pesto, which is also, well, the Algerian peri-peri essentially, has, it's appeared on plates in, you know, across the country. I've seen it here and there, but he found a way to integrate it into our menu to make sense. Mm-hmm. So it's authentic. It's not like, okay, now we're just having Algerian pesto because, you know, it pairs well with the wine. Mm-hmm. We really wanted to do it to, speak to our concept and to, as Kenny pointed out earlier, to kind of speak to this kind of connection we have, this traveling, this sort of distant relatives.
Yes.
And really tapping into ingredients that are indigenously ours, so African, right? So we feel like, cool, we have a right to use it. And we do hope to use it authentically. So hopefully if you're an Algerian, come through and tell us
if you're doing it right. And let us know if it's a thing.
I mean, people have ordered the sauce in liters.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Separately.
So I might become one of those people. Because yeah. I love myself some chili sauce.
It's incredible.
So yeah. I'd love that. So,
please,
I mean, before we run out of time, let's go into some of the highlights around the menu and currently, because if I'm not mistaken, the menu does change from week to week. So for the week of the 2nd of November to the 9th of November, what are some of the highlights
So another disclaimer, where the menu you have in front of you is our soft opening menu. We've got like a much broader repertoire, but we wanted to launch with this kind of focused offering. So some of the highlights, I'll talk through our top sellers. So number one is the Artivist Burger, which is this incredibly delicious Wagyu, free-range Wagyu beef patty with spinach and chakalaka on a charcoal infused brioche bun. So it's a black burger.
Black bun.
And
you're like,
it's a black bun and, really revolutionary, but absolutely delicious. Mm-hmm. And number two is our mochodu and dombolo.
I think that's what I just had.
That's what you had. Yes. We had a canapé.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we like to go, hey guys, mochodu is so hard to make at home. We are going to make it for you, right? Because you can't make this yourself, but we're also going to take it a notch up and make like the most delicious mochodu you've had in Joburg, and you can have it every day, any day of the week. So it's our mochodu has a tomato base, it has chorizo, it has black beans and butter beans, and a few other secret elements that, you know,
you cannot
you
disclose.
Have to come and talk to our chef about. Yes. And so I'd say the burger mochodu, we've got scorp, pulled sheep's head on that's served as a kind of stew with dombolo as well.
Yes.
And I think just as a kind of shout out to our Mediterranean influence, we have these veg bowls. So we cater to the lunch crowd. We brought you our what is called the Good Life veg bowl. We have two of those on the menu at the moment.
Yes.
One has quinoa and fire grilled aubergine with halloumi and shimenji mushrooms, and we just really kind of want to cater to the health crowd because we care about our bodies these days.
And true to the music, it's called a dub mix, by the way. So we're keeping our music roots. You know what I mean? So the other vegetable we have is called a dub mix.
A
lot of the menu, you'll find that there's other influences of music. Same as we present music every day at Untitled Basement. Okay. Tonight, it's myself, Maria, and Kid Funk at the Untitled Basement. After you have the veg bowl at the Artivist at the top, just
come
go down to the basement.
Drink some cocktails and party to some cool DJs.
DJ Kenzero and Bradley Williams are the co-founders of the Artivist down in Bromfontein. Thank you so much for spending time
with
us.
Thank you.
You've started the Friday off in a very yummy way, but awesome. And I think what you're doing is awesome. I can't even imagine anything better than music and great food together.
Yep.
All about a Pan-African vibe.